Report: White House fears Hunter could doom Joe Biden's potential 2024 campaign. By Wendell Hussebo on October 3, 2022. Aides in the Biden administration fear Hunter and President Joe Biden's shady business activities could doom the president's potential campaign in 2024, Politico reported. The Republicans' investigations into the Biden family upon retaking the House in November could derail any hope of Joe Biden's returning to the White House after 2024. According to Politico's Eugene Daniels, Jonathan Lemire, Jordan Carney, IF and GOP-led House turns up the heat on Hunter Biden. It could weigh heavily in the president's decision to run for a second term. White House officials said Biden is preparing to seek re-election, but a final decision likely won't be made for several months, with the First Lady having an outsized influence. Some aides believe that Biden could forego another campaign if it would shield his family from hostile congressional investigations, the report states. Representative James Comer, RKY, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, and Representative Jim Jordan, RO, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, have both pledged to investigate the Biden family business if they retake the House in November. "We've got a lot of opportunities. We've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, we're going to have some high-profile committee hearings on the investigations dealing with Hunter Biden," Comer told the publication. The GOP's plan to probe the Bidens has likely alarmed many in the White House, causing aides to begin preparing messaging strategies for the investigative onslaught coming if Republicans retake the House. "A select committee may be deployed to investigate the Bidens," Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, told Breitbart News in August. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, also told Breitbart News that it is absolutely an option to probe the big guy. "A select committee is a type of temporary committee created to conduct investigations or consider other measures on a specific topic. I think it can be done over oversight. There's plenty there to investigate," Mace told Breitbart News. "But if that is not enough, once the traditional committee process investigates, then by all means, a special committee would be another option, absolutely." The president's son is reportedly under investigation for tax fraud, money laundering, and gun and foreign lobbying violations by Trump-appointed United States Attorney David Weiss. Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland has refused to say whether a special counsel should be placed over the investigation to maintain a just probe. "A special counsel would distance from Joe Biden and the investigation into Hunter and the Biden family business dealings." Recent polling shows 62% of registered voters believe Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from the Biden family business dealings. 58% of voters believe Joe Biden played a role in his family's business. 60% said Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. President Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times the president has had no part in the family business, but evidence shows he has been involved in at least 17 instances. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. The Anne and Phelim Scoop. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.